Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, everyone, from wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to Bangkok, England. Welcome to U.S., to Italy, to Mexico, China. Thank you for listening to this radio show. This is Vincent Sandy, and today's topic is spontaneous living. What are the secrets of living spontaneously? What is the value of living spontaneously? Why do we have to live authentically? We need to do that in order to live our dream. And in order to live our dream in this world and at the same time living it so faithfully in a vibrant way that we penetrate all the parts and layers of ourselves into the inner depths of our being, and we are going to explore techniques, methods, practicalities on how to live spontaneously in a way that is absolutely vibrant. And people will look at you and will say, "Why? What is happening within you? Why you're so radiant?" Because the power of spontaneity, the right kind of spontaneity, will change the way you interact with the world, and it is absolutely important. First of all, let me remind you that if you want to call, this is the worldwide number you need to call, and it's toll-free, and it's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. And if you have not done it already, you must go to thelifecatalyst.com. Let me repeat it. Thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for the Life Changing Power newsletter. I'm receiving lots of emails from many people, and I'm so grateful for this. Asking me more questions about what I said, about the teachings that I have written there, or thanking me, saying, "Thank you, this is going to help." And I thank you for letting me know, because knowing that I'm helpful to you is my highest motivation, because this is the reason why I created all these things, so that I can be of help, okay? And for me, it is of great importance, because on one side, I'm selfish. I want to be of help, because in being of help, I become more happy. I am more motivated myself. On the other side, I really think you have the right to understand, to learn, and to own all the secrets that I've put there. And they are great. Believe me, in 10 years from now, you're going to still use the same techniques, because they are universal principles. They will never get old. And they are not the same and usual old kinds of universal principles you're going to learn. They have some kind of mystical power, but at the same time, they're highly practical. How do you unite the universal laws, the greatest mystical philosophy, okay, into your practical daily life? How can you use those secrets to move your life forward, to live your own dream, and then to unite your dream with a greater dream? How can you do that? Well, sign up for this newsletter, Life Changing Power. And believe me, the title is not just for entertainment. The title means this newsletter has a life-changing power. The newsletter, it is what the title says about, okay? So it's a life-changing power newsletter, and this is true. So this is it. Again, the website is The Life Catalyst. TheLifeCatalyst.com. Just go there and sign up if you haven't done it already. Thank you so much. Now, remember, you can go to my blog, and I update it regularly as much as I can. Sometimes I travel. Sometimes it's impossible for me to update it every day. But anyway, I really want to update it very often, and I receive a great deal of comments. And thank you. And I invite you to leave comments. And the blog is TheLifeCatalyst.com, less forward blog. It is easy, okay? The same as the other one. TheLifeCatalyst.com, less forward blog. And read all the posts that I put. They're not just you know, not just, I don't like to put posts or send emails just to bother you. I like to put something useful in there so that you just go and get inspiration and apply those things into your life. It's for you. It's my service to you, okay? You just go there. So let's talk about the topic that we want to talk about today, spontaneous living, spontaneity. Now, there is a saying that I heard some time ago that really crushed something within myself. Because, so yeah, this is so true. And the saying was, if you don't run your life, someone else will. So if you don't live yourself in your life, if you don't live yourself in your life, and listen to what I say because this is cited, let's say, I just wrote this sentence down for you. If you don't live yourself in your life, whose life are you living? You will always be looking for some place to fit in. It's really important. This is a deep concept, and it sounds simple, but it's actually not. So I will repeat it again. If you don't live yourself in your life, what life are you living? Whose life are you living? You will always be looking for some place to fit in. And if you don't run your life, obviously someone else will. And this is true. You want to be your own life's main character. You want to be your own protagonist. You want to be the main lead actor in your life. Okay, this is great. This is important to understand. The only person who can be in charge of your life is yourself. And this is true. Even if you have the greatest master next to you, ultimately you will have to do something. You will have to do the work yourself. Even if people inspire you to get into a certain way, you will have to do that yourself. You own the access. You own the keys to your awareness. And being aware is the main instruction that I'm going to give you for all my life, since now until I die, basically. And even after, if God allows me. And the fact is that you own the access. You have the key to your awareness. And people can inspire you. You need to be able to relax in being aware. If you don't run your life, someone else will. But sometimes, there is nobody running our life. There is nobody. We look around and then we see that actually we have a great amount of freedom. And still we feel like we're not living. Where is the problem? Well, the problem is this. So, it is simple. When that happens, we know that our life is run by our own shoulds, or have-tos, or appearances, or patterns of the mind, or shadows. There is something within our system that is running our life from us and for us. Only it is not serving the highest purpose. This is nothing new, but I just need to remind you. And what is important here to understand is that living spontaneously, first of all, means to be able to live from the level of the mind that is behind the shoulds, the have-tos, the appearances, the patterns of the mind, where we can reflect the light of our own being naturally, immediately. There is this metaphor that I want to repeat because it's one of the metaphors that I think most important, and is the metaphor of the diamond being the metaphor of the highest self within you. Your true essence, your true nature is like a diamond. It's so precious and reflects the life perfectly, and it has a great impact on the life of people, because wherever you go, you are so beautiful, you're shining, you're radiant, you can reflect the light perfectly. But somehow, we forgot about that. We got dirty, mixing up with other things of the world, and instead of getting rid of the mud that we have on top of ourselves, we try, we felt somehow that this mud is safe, okay? And we try to make the mud look like a diamond. Because there's a part of ourselves that remembers, I am the diamond, but I try to look like a diamond. So what we do is we try to appear like a diamond instead of being like a diamond. Before we try to be beautiful to the level that we shine, we try to have fantastic clothes, we try to have as much money as possible, we try to have all the best girls, all the best boys, all the best in our lives. We're trying to have the best job, the best school. Try to be the diamond. But we are trying to remake the diamond artificially instead of leaving it spontaneously. And that's the point. Now, apparently, when I met people who are trying to appear as diamond, okay? I've seen, first of all, many times that after we get a little bit deeper in the discussion, they start showing off problems upon problems. But one of the things is that they live their lives not from the level of their own being, but from the level of the shoes and have-tos. I see people around me saying, if I have this job, it would be better because people will respect me, I will be more confident, I will be more happy. Then they get the job, and they're not happy. After some time, they have a problem, because they say, well, I'm not confident enough. Or people think if I have a relationship, everything will be okay. Then they have a relationship, and they see that nothing is okay. Because then I ask them, what would you expect from your job? What would you expect from your relationship? And people say, well, my relationship should be like this. My relationship has to be like that. I say, okay, listen. Do you think that your relationship should be like that because you really feel it? Or there's a part of you in your mind that says, if my relationship is not like this, there must be something wrong with it. Okay? So most of the time, people realize after some time that what they're actually imposing on their own lives is not the life that they would like to have, but is the life that it is supposed to be under certain circumstances, because people have been living it in that way for a long time, or they've been told, or they've been taught that the life has been a certain way. Before they say, my relationship should be like this, my partner should be like that, and they should not. They start to make stories and expectations out of their relationships in a way that is not absolutely necessary. Now, there are two ways to go into a relationship. One is a way that nurtures your soul, and this is very important. And the other way is the way of appearances. The way that nurtures your soul is a relationship that helps you grow spiritually in the mind, in the body, in the soul. The way that goes towards the appearances is the way where everything has to look perfect, everything has to seem perfect, everything has to be as it should be, everything has to be as it has to be. And there is another way. Once you know that you're in touch with your own diamond, is the way that you want the relationship to be like. Forget about the shoulds. Forget about the have-tos. Forget about morality even. Forget about all these things. What do you want? What would you like your relationship to be like? And this is really important. This is one of the greatest things you could ask yourself. If your relationship doesn't mirror back to you this concept, then you're probably projecting out into the world, you know, a vibration of have-tos and should-tos. Instead, if you would live from the want to level, it would be different. Now, let's talk about spontaneity, because being spontaneous means living, again, immediately from your own goodness. So this is the definition that I could find for spontaneity and living a life authentically, okay? That's not improvisation. You don't have to improvise something. You don't have to not to prepare. You don't have to live instinctually with instinctual reactions that can be also destructive and negative. Being spontaneous and living authentically, for me, it means this: immediacy from your own goodness, living immediately, stepping behind the critical factor of the mind that is between you and your life, you as your true self and your life as the life that we see. Stepping behind that, having the sense of risk, of stepping into a realm where the shoes and have tos are not existing. When you step into the realm, there are so many more possibilities. You step and you start doing things that are in tune with the immediacy of your own goodness. And from that moment on, what happens is that you will feel the guidance is there. The guidance comes automatically as you do spontaneously what you need to do. And this is what Jesus said. One aspect of what he said, not all, not just the overall meaning. So, you know what, when a great master talks, he talks at different levels. But on one level, this is what he meant when he said, you don't have to think about what you have to say before going to the judges. Because once you're in front of them, your words will come up naturally. You will know what you naturally. In other words, he said, live directly, stay in tune with your own true self, and then step. Do spontaneously what you need to do, and then you will see that the guidance is there. In other words, if you live spontaneously, automatically, guidance is there when you're actually interacting with your partner, when you're interacting with people. Now, what is your preparation? You need to prepare. Let's say in life you cannot just be spontaneous all the time. I mean, you cannot improvise yourself into something, okay? So you have to be set for spontaneity. So take a time. This is true for all parts of life, all areas of life. Take a time to have your training at a different moment. Let's say you want to be an actor. Say you want to be a businessman. Say you want to have good principles upon which to base your relationships. Okay? Have your training at a different moment. Read about it. Absorb these things. Do what you need to do in order to absorb them and give yourself time. Then, once you have absorbed it, live with the sense of risk of stepping forward with what you really are. Finding your center in your own goodness, step forward and be spontaneous. And have faith that once you do the first step, there is the guidance, automatic guidance to do the second step. The second step is there. And try, make this exercise, make this experiment today as you go into the world. First perceive your own goodness from your own center. Forget about the shoes you have to. And just interact from there, and you have to do it once. Know that you don't have to base all the conversation on your own goodness. You have to only do the first step and see if there is a second step coming up. This is a way of living more authentically. This will lead you automatically, because that's where it comes from, to live your own dream at a higher level. At a higher level. Because you live harmoniously in resonance with your own authenticity, with your own spontaneous way of living. And we heard so many times, and this is important, this is key. We have so many times the stories of, the angels coming down to you after you die saying, look, in this room, you have all the things that God wants to give you, but you could not accept. And that person says, what? This is not possible. I would have definitely accepted this car. I would have definitely accepted that house. They said, no, you didn't accept them. Why? This is the key. If you live spontaneously, without shoes or have-tos, there are no barriers, there are no boundaries. What is yours, you're going to get. Because you're living from what is yours. If it's not yours, you don't need it. You don't need it. What is yours, you're going to get. Now, you have to understand, we have patterns on our mind. The patterns of the mind are playing an old record. And it will stop. This record, it will absolutely stop if you let it and be aware. What is the key, again, for being spontaneous to stop these patterns is to understand what it is that is running my life. What are the patterns that are running my life? So my suggestion, my first suggestion is to take a piece of paper, and this is practical work, and go and get an astrological wheel. And or if you don't want to get an astrological wheel, you can also do this, just create a wheel, any wheel, and separate the wheel into different sections. One is about you, is about your personal development. Another one is about love. Another one is about friends. Another one is about health. The one is about family, another one is about finances, career, the one is about your body, another one is about having fun, okay? Having fun. This is such a great thing to do in the world, isn't it? Now, for each one of these areas, see if you can identify and write down what patterns are running. And how do you are running that area of your life? And how do you do that? Ask yourself this question. What is it that should be like? How should it be like? How love should be like in my life? How it has to be? Okay? So see if you can identify patterns in these areas of life and see what's coming up. See what is coming up. Then ask yourself the question, okay, this is really important, after you've done this job. So these are more or less the main life areas that you want to explore, yourself, your personal development, your love, friends, family, health, finances, your career, your body, and having fun, okay? So divide the wheel in these sectors. Ask what should be like, how it has to be like. Once you get this, and believe me, you have to do this step first, then ask yourself, what is it that I value? What is it that I value for my personal development? What is it that I value in love? In general. And don't be specific with certain people. What is it that I value in friendship? What is it that I value in family principles? What is it that I value in the health areas? What is it that I value in finances, in money? What is it that I value in that? This is a key point. What is it that I value in career? What is it that I value in physical environment? What is it that I value in fun recreation? Your value is directly related to your own pure being. You follow your value, you will not get wrong. We're not making stories out of things, you see. It is really important to relax. Don't make a story out of nothing. Starting to be immediate from your own center, according to your own value, and that is your goodness. What is it that you value in this area? So if you can live from the immediacy of your own value in that area, first perceive the value, and as you talk with people, as you move through life, you talk, you embody that value immediately, without thinking about it, without letting a pattern of the mind playing an old record or creating a pattern, what happens is that you will step into the true authentic value of that area of life, and that area of life will start vibrating. Now, we are the dreamers of our own dream. Life in the mind of God, in the mind of the universe, is like a dream. This is a great metaphor, a great symbol. And when we dream at night, our dreams seem absolutely real, absolutely authentic. Then we wake up and we say, it was made up. It is so simple. And so we go to our lives in a way that our life seems authentic, but it is a dream. It is a dream that we force into people, into circumstances, as we perceive life to be. And usually we perceive it through shoulds and have-tos instead of our values. So if we leave it through have-tos, through shoulds, instead of our values, we will live our life that will try to seem authentic, but it is not, and we will always feel like we're missing something. This is the signal, like we're not fitting in. Okay? If you feel like that, that means that you're leaving it from a perception. You're leaving your dream for a perception, have to, should to, and appearances and patterns of the mind that create stories out of nothing. They're just playing an old record. They don't belong to you. So this is the dream you are forcing into people and circumstances. It's not your authentic dream. Your authentic dream comes directly from the immediacy of your own values, from the immediacy of your own goodness. And this is a change of perception of life, obviously. This is a way to be more aware, okay? When people say, be true to yourself, it is true. You have to be true to yourself. What does it mean? First of all, the first step in being true to yourself, which is always the ultimate step, is to live from that immediate perception of the soul, immediate perception of the spirit. But not everyone can do it all at once. Therefore, the first step, the change, it is to acknowledge your needs, to acknowledge what is your temperament like, what is your nature. And according to the Vedic philosophy and the yoga tradition, and this is great and important to understand, and I've talked about this many times, there are eight manifestations, eight aspects of the universe, eight aspects of God through which the universe and God manifest. And these are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, love, wisdom, and power. What we are trying to do is to reconnect in all our lives, to reunite with one of these eight aspects. Peace, calmness, light, sound, joy, love, wisdom, and power. In everything we do, we are trying to reunite ourselves with one of these aspects. So our true temperament in life is how we try to expand our consciousness, and at the same time, while in uniting ourselves, we try to expand your consciousness while uniting ourselves with one or more of these aspects. This is the temperament. We are drawn to one of these aspects. If you want to be a businessman, if you want to be an actor, if you want to be a musician, or whatever job, even if you're a secretary, and you love it, okay? Let's say if you want to be something, which one of these aspects are you actually trying to reunite yourself into? Maybe if you're an actor, you want to reunite yourself with the light. If you're a comedian, you want to reunite yourself with the joy, and light. Some other people want to reunite themselves with power. The problem is, they think it should be like this, instead of what is the value of the power of the universe, okay? before they distort it. No shoulds, no have tos. Want to and values. Having that sense of risk when you step into that realm of spontaneity, of authenticity, right? It's absolutely important. This is why you have to lose yourself, or sometimes to find yourself. You have to lose your life, find your life. You have to lose your appearance to find your being. I remember that one of the things that I love in this world is learning, okay? Learning is my favorite thing, really. I like to study more and more, and I like to experiment on myself and in the world around what I do. But what it is, sometimes I really cannot stop learning. So I realize that I'm accumulating a lot of knowledge, and I buy lots of books because I love reading. So this is my personal experience that I'm going to share with you. For everyone, it's different, obviously. So, but one time, at some point, I asked myself, really, said, if I had achieved all, if I had learned all that there is to learn, okay, what would my life would be like? Even if I had all the information that I'm trying to study, and try to apply all this information to myself. Or, you know, just imagine for a moment, after all that I did, all the information, all the book, everything would be burned, okay? Nothing is there anymore. How would I live? What would remain for me to do and live, okay? So even if I had got to that point, probably my instinctual reaction would be to learn something else, because I educated my mind to work into a certain pattern. When I finish something, I have to learn something new, which is great. And I believe that one should do it. So, you know, you have to move on and learn something, but at the same time, you cannot make it a trap. Because if you make it a trap, then you live into a pattern. You don't get out of it. You have to give it up at some point. If you cannot give it up, you're in trouble. So I asked myself, how do I have to do that? Then the answer is, authentic lifestyle is the answer. At some point, I will have to start to live those principles into a true connection with people, into the true connection of what I have around me. And this is what it is so important in living authentically, is that you understand that you're an alive being, you're a natural being, that you need connection. You need to connect with other people. Now, what happens is this. Actually, I project myself to a place where everything that I'm trying to do has been already accomplished. I don't have to fight anymore to accomplish everything. I know that I already have what I have. I already have that knowledge that I needed. I already have the power and information that I needed. Now, I can just relax and start to connect directly. I'm able, because now I know now it's time to rest my mind. Now it's time to rest. And because I've achieved what I had to achieve, and I start to connect directly. So one of the exercises that you can do is to close your eyes and to project yourself to a time where you have achieved all that you had needed to achieve. What will remain for you to do and live? Start connecting, start living that reality. And this is why in the first place you started to learn certain things, because you wanted to live, okay? Now, this way of living is the way of living as your higher self, becoming the higher self yourself. It is living from the level of the heart. Because in the lower three levels, let's say the chakras in the yoga tradition, the base of the spine, the chakras around the genitalic area, and then the solar plexus, these three levels are about grounding yourself, flowing into new opportunities, and then directing energy and accomplishing things. And after that, there is a moment of total rest. And that's the level of the heart where a new life can start. A new life that's going upward. And this is it. When you start connecting, you start including your own reality, not just yourself, but the people around you. That is a symbol. That is the sign. Really, you're connecting authentically with these people. That is the sign that you're expanding into your higher self. Because you're including the world, the rest of the world, into your own reality. And you, the reality that you live inside and outside comes from the inside, comes from the aura that is within you. It is a mirror. It's that part of yourself that is manifesting your life, that is manifesting your perception. That mirror is your life. And what is it? The mirror mirroring is mirroring your inner state. Is mirroring your inner self. So when somebody comes into my life, I've learned to ask myself, what is that part of me that this person is manifesting? Forget about that person. Forget about that person, even if it's your partner, even if it's somebody who's really close, or is, you know, means there is an important part of yourself that is manifesting. Then ask yourself, what is the part of myself that this person is manifesting? Now, once I had during these yoga holidays that I'm doing now, I'm on the island, it's an amazing place, and so peaceful and so grateful. I realized, I never had a problem with anyone. I realized that one person was a little bit more difficult. And I couldn't understand why I was having a problem with this person. But after some time, in that same holiday, I realized the certain patterns of speaking in my own way of speaking were actually exactly the same pattern that person had in behavior. And I could definitely recognize that those patterns have been with me all my life. So, that was an absolute proof for myself. That person, the people around us, and I've seen it with everyone else, are mirroring a part of yourself. So when you get to the point, when you understand that and you write down that part of yourself that the person is manifesting, you write it down, you have to crystallize these thoughts. Don't just speak it, just write it down. Then you go into meditation and you say, first of all, you want to break this cycle. There are many ways, mystical ways to break a cycle. I've talked about this in past radio shows. Please download them all because there's a wealth of knowledge here. But now, the first thing to do is to understand that you want to break the cycle. You want to let that pattern go. That pattern is not yourself. It's not part of you. It's just yourself spinning energy in some direction. So you want to just let that pattern go. And you say, I forgive myself. Forgiveness is a very great way to break a cycle because you stop responding to something provoking you. Therefore, there's no energy that can be implemented anymore, okay? So you just say, I want to forgive myself. For this, I want to forgive everyone for this. And you just start breaking this cycle. You need to go within and let go of the old. Becoming aware of these patterns that are running your life will help you let them go. So if you have a pattern like this, that, for example, manifests in your friend area, you want to understand what is the part of yourself that is actually manifesting that reality. So when we live from the level of the heart, from the spontaneous level of the heart, we include our higher self, we live as our higher self, we start from the immediacy of our values to live a life that is valuable. The mirror is pure authenticity and spontaneity. And what is yours, you will get. This is the key to have the life of your dream. You don't have to work with the appearances. You have to be authentic. You have to be what you are, and there's abundance in what you are for everyone. So people will start, when you start doing this, people automatically will start showing up different sides of themselves. They will stop behaving in such a way, natural way. Huh? Or if they're not necessary anymore, they will disappear, but it will be totally fine with you because it is, you got to a point where you have passed that level. And if some people for some reason try and stay and try to drag you back into the old, that means maybe there's some part of yourself, another part of yourself that is leaving that reality, but just say that you want things to be different now. And that's where you're going. But it will be easy because it will be a natural decision. There will be no turning back. So at that point, it is easy to imagine a dream and live it spontaneously. Take time to visualize your dream at that point and feel what kind of spontaneous energy is behind it, what kind of immediacy has that energy, and live, stay in tune with the immediacy of that energy. Don't construct, don't build upon it, don't create a story out of it. Imagine the dream, your dream life, feel it, and start to feel the immediacy of it. Don't get it complicated, make it simple. Understand its value. Right, go straight into the value. Observe children, for example. They can make themselves become anybody and be spontaneous at the same time. Now, one of the, to develop this ability, you need to develop wisdom. And wisdom is one of the, perception of wisdom. Wisdom is one of those eight aspects of God that we've been talking before. And it's the ability for you to see life in a way that is transparent. See objects made of another material, transparent, without filters of the intellect. The ability to see things as they are. This is really important. There are various techniques to do that. Now I'm going to guide you through a technique that is easy. And we have to remind that these techniques can be powerful. These are techniques that have been taught to me by my spiritual teachers. And they can be absolutely powerful. They will help you to be awake. They will help you to live in an awake life. Your true power is discovered through meditation, is lived fully into your life through meditation. You don't need to build it up. There is a spontaneous awakening of your power as soon as you put your awareness through meditation in tune with that power. Okay, now let's close our eyes. I'm going to guide you to the wisdom meditation technique and to the development of the power technique, because in order to do that, to have this spontaneous awakening of your power, you have to get in tune with that aspect of the universe that is powerful. So I will guide you through these two aspects now. Find a comfortable seat. Sitting position, okay? Staying with your spine straight, your muscles relaxed, bringing your shoulders down and away from your ears, bringing your shoulder blades together. Really important to relax and to open your heart, feeling a spherical opening of the heart. Feeling a sphere at the level of the heart opening in all directions, opening in front, opening behind, expanding and opening to the left and to the right, expanding and opening, above and below. Feel this sphere opening and expanding, you becoming aware, a magical sphere at the level of the heart. Relax, bringing your neck in line with the spine backwards. Without tilting the head back, keep your chin parallel to the floor. Relax your neck, relax the medulla oblongata at the junction between the neck and the skull at the back of the head. Relax your throat and the medulla oblongata as you're breathing. Feel energy coming in. Feel energy coming in. And relax. Now, mystically, count from 5 down to 1. 5. You become more aware of yourself. Going deeper. 4. Going deeper. 3. Now visualize 3 times. Repeat it mentally. And going deeper. Now visualize 2, 3 times. Repeat it mentally 3 times. Go deeper. Visualize 1, 3 times. And go with 0 to the level of the heart, and you're in the state of perfect depth. Into a place where everything is possible. Start withdrawing energy with your willpower without effort. Withdrawing energy from the hands and feet, from all parts of the body, from all around you, into your trunk. As you do so, relax your forehead and relax your eyes. Let them look upward. Relax. And withdraw the energy from all parts of your body into your trunk. Do that slowly, great awareness, great power. Getting closer to the chambers of wisdom, your own self. And withdraw the energy from your trunk, let it go into the spine, let it gather. From wherever the energy is, it gathers into the center of your spine. Let it gather there, let it gather there more and more. Find yourself totally centered, totally awake and alert, totally in control. Breathe in and out normally. Coming center and centered and centered. Gathering power, getting energy coming in from the medulla as you relax it, and gathering into the center, creating a magnetic power in the spine, and slowly looking up with your eyes, having your eyes closed, relax your eyes up, and as you do so, relax your forehead. Have a serene expression on the forehead, a serene expression of your face. Focus your attention on the point between the eyebrows, on the forehead, the seat of concentration and higher wisdom. And as your heart is expanding and opening, your awareness is totally focused there, on the point between the eyebrows, the sun center. Feel the energy rising up from the spine into the point between the eyebrows. Feel the consciousness behind that point and just rest yourself, all your system, all your consciousness, all your awareness, rest there. Let it rest. Let it relax there. On that consciousness that you perceive at that point. And then observe your breath from there for some time, coming in and out on its own accord. You will see the thoughts tend to disappear, which is great. Just stay there, relax from the consciousness. It's totally safe. As long as you're totally aware. Breathe in and out on your own accord without trying to manipulate or control the breath. Don't change the breathing. Let it be as it is. It doesn't matter if the in-breath is longer or shorter than the out-breath. Observe your breath coming in and out on its own accord. Now, what I want you to do is really important. Call upon a light to come down on you to protect you. And Imagine yourself to gather so much energy into your body right now, then to explode this energy up into the heavens. And this energy that explodes illuminates the heavens, illuminates the world, the worlds and the universes. Do it again. Gather so much energy within you and explode it out into the heavens, and this energy lightens up all the worlds, all the heavens, and this world and your reality. And again, gather so much energy and then explode it. And as you do so, you see that things look different. They look transparent. All the objects, visualize yourself going to any area, into any event, into any place, and see all the objects being transparent, being made of light, being as they are. You step into another realm, to different matrix, to different realm. Again, gather energy within you and explode it into the heavens, into the world, into this world. And go to the events of your life, go to the events, go with this light. You can see everything clearly. Everything is totally lit up to the point that it looks transparent. You see through them, see through things. Think to yourself, this is the sight of vision. I have clarity of vision. I have wisdom. Do it again. Explode this energy, gather it, and then explode it. Make it explode, and go wherever you go. It seems now that this light has been stabilized in this reality. You can see things absolutely clearly. Meditate on this thought for a moment, coming awake, being awake. Relax your forehead. From that consciousness of the point between the eyebrows, relax and see things. Practice meditation regularly from now on. Turning off your phone if possible, at least 2 times a day. Stop and meditate for 5 times a day. Doesn't have to be long. 5 times, it will change your life. Now gently rest your mind. After this meditation, we will move into the meditation on power. This first meditation will actually put you in tune with the wisdom aspect of the universe. Now we're going to move on to the power aspect of the universe. This will allow you to awaken spontaneously in your own power, and to feel the spontaneous energy behind anything, behind the dream that you want to imagine, behind the life that you're supposed to live. Meditation on power. Now, recall to your mind, in the depths of yourself, recall to your mind the great power that generated this universe. Imagine yourself traveling through space now. Project yourself through space into the darkness, getting in front of the eyes of God. 2 eyes. They open the eyelids. Eyelids open. Those eyes are piercing within, inside you. You know that being, just blink his eyes, the universe would be destroyed. But it doesn't. And imagine the power behind the gesture. But everything could be changed. Imagine power that generates. It's also creative power. It created all this universe. Imagine and feel now. Closing your eyes. See these eyes disappearing. They were just there to make you aware. See these eyes disappearing. But they have awakened something within yourself and feel the power that they could generate. You see, we're going beyond the form, behind the form. Feel the power and feel it as if it were a sound, an energy, a sound, an energy that has a repercussion on all your system, of all the systems, of all the universes. Make that sound, make that energy becoming your own mantra or power. It doesn't have to be a specific mantra. It has to be only the universal sound that you cannot reply with your voice. So deep, so powerful. Make that, use that as your own mantra. Repeat the sound in your mind. Repeat the energy in your mind. Get in tune with sound, with that spontaneous power. Repeat it many times. This is your key. Stay in tune with the powerful energy of the universe. This is your key. Remember it. Write it down on your journal. Remember it. It's fixed in your consciousness. Come out of this meditation, breathing deeply. Tense your muscles and relax, breathing out. For a moment, absorb the benefit. They're coming. Absorb whatever is good, whatever feeling is good. Whatever good feeling arises from this meditation practice, whatever good perceptions, whatever new ideas. And relax, breathing in. Tense your muscles, ground yourself, becoming aware of yourself, becoming aware of the room around you, and relax, breathe out. And slowly count up. One, becoming more aware, coming in. Two, three, becoming aware, breathe in, and breathe out. Four, five, opening your eyes now as you breathe in. Stay here, stay now, knowing that you will live powerfully and with wisdom. Now on, win immediately from your own values, bypassing the filters of the mind on your own good and the good of others. And thank you for listening to this radio show, Awareness of the Soul. The title of today's show was Spontaneous Living. Come to thelifecatalyst.com. Sign up for my newsletter, Life Changing Power Newsletter. Sign up for that. It would really change your life. Thank you for listening. Go to thelifecatalyst.com/blog and tune in to all the information that is there and let me know what you think about it. Leave some feedback. And thank you. See you next time. See you next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific. Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Cindy on BBS Radio. Goodbye.